Jan Antonin Batya was a man of mixed fortunes, a man of wealth and influence who stood at the head of a shoe empire, but also a man forced to flee his homeland when he was labelled a Nazi collaborator and sentenced to 15 years in prison. But now, more than four decades after his death, the Czech legal system has now cleared his name. Daniela Lazarová has the following report.
In the 1930s, Jan Antonín Batya, co-founder of the famous Batya Empire, was one of the most influential figures of pre-war Czechoslovakia. The war abruptly changed his fortunes. He was forced to flee his homeland, and in 1947, he was sentenced in absentia to 15 years in prison for allegedly failing to support the anti-Nazi resistance. He was branded a collaborator, and the company's Czechoslovak assets were seized by the state. Although the Batya shoe empire flourished with companies and outlets around the world, the smear remained. In 1965, Batya died without having been given the chance to clear his name. But his descendants never let up in their efforts to see justice done. In June of this year, Prague's municipal court overturned the 60-year-old verdict, asking the state attorney's office to review the case. 5 months later, on November 15th, Jan Antonín Batya's name was finally cleared. His granddaughter, Dolores Batya, who lives in Brazil, said it was a great day for the Batya family. We're all overjoyed to hear the news. It's something we have long waited for, Dolores said, adding that the family clan would now get together to consider further possible steps. The head of the clan, 92-year-old Tomáš Batya Jr., son of the company's founder, has long fought to clear his uncle's name, and he has not ruled out that the family would seek compensation for the company's property confiscated in 1947. State attorneys who worked on the case in the last 5 months said that even back in 1947, the court had plenty of evidence in Jan Antonín Batya's favour, but chose to ignore it. Far from being a collaborator, Batya helped finance the Czechoslovak government in exile and helped 300 Jewish families to escape the Holocaust by sending them to Canada, the United States, Mexico and China to work in Batya factories. The media are now speculating what was behind the 1947 verdict. The desire to confiscate the Shoe King's extensive property, his open conflicts with then-President Edvard Beneš, or pressure from rivals on the shoe market.
And thanks to Daniela Lazarová for that report.